Well, what do you think, Hanky? Isn't that a pretty piece of steak fat?
I've seen better. Stay here, Cat. Don't move. I want to have a conference with my assistant.
Pete shrugged and began licking his paw. Grover and I went off to ourselves and held a short meeting. What do you think, Grover?
Oh, I want a trade. If he's dumb enough to give us steak fat for a couple of corn cobs, I think we ought to go for it.
Yes, I know what you mean, but there's something about this whole thing that bothers me. Look at him, Grover. We watched Pete licking down some rough hair on the back of his rear right leg. He appeared very cool and confident. That cat's too sure of himself. He thinks he's got the upper hand.
Well, he's wrong about that, Hank. Anybody can see that he's got the lower leg.
Exactly my point, Grover. I think he's running a bluff. I think he's still got some flex in his deal, and it's our job to smoke him out.
Well, maybe so, but I sure like steak fat better than corn cobs.
Of course you do, but you can't let the cat know it. You don't understand trading, Grover. It's a science all to itself. It takes tremendous discipline and self-control. Watch me and study your lessons. I swaggered over to Pete.
We've discussed your deal, and there's no way we can let those corn cobs go for one measly strip of steak fat. It's a bad trade, and you know it.
Pete stood up and yawned and started rubbing against the fence.
Well, it was worth a try.
Yes, it was worth a try, Pete. And if you'd proposed that deal to a couple of ordinary mutts, you probably could have pulled it off. But you're not dealing with ordinary mutts.
Yes, I can see that.
So, to bring you up to date, we're rejecting your offer and breaking off the negotiations. Unless...
His eyes widened and his ears twitched. Just the sort of clues a sharp negotiator looks for. I had pitched out some bait, and he had made the mistake of going for it.
Yes, go on. Unless what, Hanky?
Unless... I walked around, looked up at the sky, took my good sweet time, see, which always impresses him.
Unless you threw that steak bone into the deal, and that just might send us back to the bargaining table. I'm not making any promises, but the bone would definitely sweeten the pot.